Or are you gonna build up your life from this industry, right? You didn't have kids. You got in this industry to be a model, to feed your ego, okay? And hey, that's cool. Have kids, don't have kids, but don't turn around and say that, oh, I got pregnant and I have a kid and this industry is all bad and, you know, I've got to have self-respect, you know, for myself now because I have a kid. Like, bro, wake up. This industry now, I'm guessing you have a husband and you have your son and your life is just so cush now, right? And what made that life, what made you that woman to be able to have that son and have the things that you need? This life, this industry, I was a single teen mother. I had two kids 16 months apart. I didn't have that. But now what? I take care of my children beautifully. Why? Because of this industry. All you're doing is teaching your son. All you're doing is teaching your son that women like you have no backbone and no self-respect for yourself. That's what you're teaching your son. You're not teaching your son to be a strong man. Your son has to respect your struggle, okay? As a woman, your son needs to respect the struggles that women go through. Being single parents, okay, cool. I don't ever rant or cry about it. No, what do? I get myself up and I do what I gotta do as a mother to take care of my kids. And my kids respect me, okay? And I'm proud of that and I'm thankful for that. And if you don't have that secure, stable mind, do you think you're gonna raise secure, stable-minded children? No, you're not. Your children will not respect you. They will not respect you. If you don't respect yourself and you're secure with yourself and mama says, this is how it goes, this is how it goes around here. Oh, honey, no. Better yet, girl, because I used to do like promo business with this girl. Better yet, girl, I hope you watched my story because I commented on your thing. Why don't you just send your subscribers to me? Thank you. I'll take them because guess what? I have kids to take care of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I don't believe in flashing and stuff like that. And it's so hard to like open up and like talk about, you know, stuff like this. But I've had to spend time. I have to sacrifice, lady, okay? I have to sacrifice time and certain things with my children to pay our bills, okay? One man in one day gave me all of this so I could go home to see my children. So that I could go home. Okay? All of this. One person in one day. Do you think that I am hurt? Do you think that I do not respect myself? Guess what I did? I sat there and the first thing I did was counted all this money in front of them. Why? It's $6,400, by the way, with some change. But anyways, why did I count it in front of all of them? Y'all need to use your brain and think, especially if you think you're gonna be a parent and you think you're so fucking smart. Oh my God. Why did I do that? Why did I spend time away? One, sacrifice. Two, prove to them the sacrifice is real. That everything that mama does is real. That everything that mama does makes sense for them. They love this house. They love this house. Literally, they love this house. You're crazy, lady. You're crazy. Oh God, I hope you're watching my story. Cause you only see it from this one weirdo side. Like, it's almost like these people fall and hit their head. Or that someone gets into their brain and like manipulates them. Cause that is so big in this industry. Someone likes to come in. Then the next day I spent away another, one individual gave me another $6,000. I don't know what kind of like moves you're making, but I don't think they're the same. Boo, 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 boo. I don't think these moves are the same. That 200K subscribers on OnlyFans, I guess wasn't worth it. Wasn't worth it for you, was it? It's just weird. It's just all this stuff works. I have this all stuff synchronized. I have all these different segments to my business and they're all working together to create one major goal, money, to take care of my family. And last but not least, he also purchased my plane ticket to fly home instead of drive because this is hard on mama, okay? I got drive to LA all the time. It's like a 4.5 hour drive. Like sometimes I mentally, like I just was so tired and I was homesick. Like I mentally can't, like, I'm like, I can't drive this time. I, you know, thankfully. But here's the other thing too. Like, don't get a divorce. Don't get a divorce. What if he decides to not pay child support? Like, these are real struggles as not just a woman, but like a single parent. You think maybe because you're like with the guy and you guys are married and you got a son that like you're going to live happily ever after? Because we're all guaranteed happily ever after, right? What happens when you face a struggle? What if he passes away? My great-great-grandfather. Or are you going to build up your life? Thank you.